Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I forgot to also mention that Jerry Jones Legends Hospitality Group has to pay a $1.5 million penalty for an antitrust violation. You know, you talked a lot years ago about Legends Hospitality and all of the inns they had, especially in Los Angeles. It was founded by Jerry Jones, and it's allegedly committed antitrust violations by, you probably guessed it, collusion. So,
antitrust laws prohibit agreements, combinations, or conspiracies that unreasonably restrain trade or harm competition. And he runs a company in the NFL and then also runs a company that is exclusively negotiating the deals of the suites in a bunch of different stadiums.
And one of the accusations was they made maybe some subcontract dealings that you were not supposed to.
Okay.
And then maybe did not even live up to those subcontract negotiations. So, yes, they've been fined $1.5 million. So I'm sure that will stop the group from ever doing anything wrong again.
That thing is extremely valuable. Like, what? Legends is... I don't think it's as valuable as the Cowboys, but it is extreme. Let me go check this out.
Okay. In the meantime, let's go to, well, unfortunately, let's go to cut number four. There was a lot of home runs last night, but let's go with this one.
Jackson kicks and deals, and this ball is gone. Wow. What a shot off the bat of Soler. That one sails way over the bullpens. A no doubt about it shot by Jorge Soler, his 10th home run of the season, the 201st of his career, and he puts LA on top 10-8.
And then we'll, you know what, just go ahead and follow it up for me. Cut number five. This is how they would finish off the scoring, and this would be the eventual final score for Rangers Angels as well.
There goes the runner again, and the ball is hit right by Smith as he was going to cover third. Shanoel shoots one the other way. Neto scores from second, and the Angels now lead 11-8.
It was unfortunate too. The Angels had scored a couple of runs in the bottom of the seventh. Kamar Rocker did not have a good start either. But I was going to bring up, you know, there had been some really positive numbers for the bullpen. We finished up the month of June, and clearly they had some sputtering at the end of June. But even then, the bullpen had a 3.33 ERA, which was ninth best in baseball. And their WAR accumulated in that month was also ninth best in baseball. So you're like, hey, top third bullpen. I'll take that all day. They have had some struggles last night. Rocker didn't do them any favors. And I know Armstrong had set them up in better position. And then you just saw a string of problematic appearances. And it didn't help that Mike Trout had hit multiple home runs, and then Solar right there broke the tie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Adrian, for setting up Mike Trout for success.
Yes.
As she said, I've heard that name before. Is he good? And then he hit a home run.
Yeah. He is.
He's pretty decent at baseball. Maybe the best of this generation. Now,
Luke Jackson's ERA went up 3/4 of a run last night.
Okay. Early in the season, there was like, oh, we could have been wrong about Luke Jackson.
For sure.
Were we wrong about Luke Jackson now?
No, I mean,
their bullpen's been good.
Yeah. His bullpen,
I think, was like ERA their fifth.
Yeah.
They've been good. But now it's time, like, all right, now I'm starting to see the bats come back to life a little bit. Corey Seager has another good game. Marcus Semien has a good game. Is the real investment a closer instead of a bat?
Yeah. So I can't say yes to that just because of how woeful the offense still has been. I know yesterday is not a shining example for starting pitching or the
21 runs the last 2 days, Kevin.
I mean, that is certainly a positive. For Luke Jackson, he's had rough goes 3 of the last 4 starts, but for most of the season, he had been really good, and that's the same thing that you'd say about Chris Martin. That's the same thing that you'd say about Hobie Milner, but we just talked about it. We talked about the boats yesterday. Hobie Milner obviously ran into a problem. Chris Martin didn't do you any favors out there last night, and so it's unfortunate because, and he had a tough go the game before that, I'm pretty sure, as well, also against the Angels on Monday. And so many of your bullpen players that have maybe been doing better than expected, they have really started to falter. And unfortunately, they've started to, like, you would much rather falter at a time when you were already going to lose like 2-1 and instead you lose 6-1. But instead, it was in a game like last night when it was there for the taking. I actually do want to play a positive one. Cut number 2, this Marcus Semien home run, when he hit this, I thought that they were going to win this game.
3-2. Swing, and there's a drive to left center. Make that 248 career home runs. A 2-run blast for Marcus Semien. And the Rangers retake the lead 8-6.
423-foot home run right there for Marcus Semien. But as we said, in the 7th and 8th, the Angels scored 5 runs. So Rangers lose again. Best they can do for this series is now with a split. So I was reading something from ESPN where, you know, this is a staple of websites, radio shows, all that good stuff. Do you think this is a fair midseason grade for the Rangers? So I want to start it off by getting y'all's grade, because at this point, you'd have to win your last 4 games to finish above 500. So if you don't win your last 4 games, and honestly, what in the world would lead you to believe that that's going to happen? You're going to have a sub 500 record at the All-Star break. So what do you think is a fair grade for the Rangers in the first half?
This is tough because the starting pitching has been good.
Yes.
Think somewhere in like the 79 range.
C-plus-ish?
Yeah, B-minus, okay. C-plus. Like, because the pitching's been that good. The hitting has had weird moments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll give it somewhere in that range. I'm not as down as some people are, like, where this team is, like, thinking the whole thing's bad.
I gotcha.
So I'll put it in the 79 range.
All right. Now I'm really, I was fascinated to hear your grade before, Alec, but no pressure. Now I'm really fascinated.
Oh no. I would say letter grade, give me a C+.
Okay.
And the plus is purely for the pitching. The offense has been so lackluster. This team is too talented to not.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Be better than they are.
So you guys might think this grade is unfair then, but this is what we talk about with the raised expectations. So first line of ESPN's little blurb, I bet y'all will be able to guess it's lower than that. 18 of our 28 voters picked the Rangers to win the AL West before the season. But it's looking more and more like the 2023 World Series might be a stone cold fluke in the middle of a string of losing seasons.
Mm.
So, raised expectations. The Texas Rangers got a D+. And that is better than six teams in Major League Baseball, including, Corey, you won't be surprised to know, the Baltimore Orioles, who got an F, as we talked about. They might be one of the biggest disappointments in modern baseball. And so I thought y'all's grades might be a little higher. And I don't think D+ is far off. The reason being those expectations, because the pitching has been great, 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 great. But the fact that this team has gotten that good of pitching and is going to most likely have a losing record at the All-Star break, I think that's a failing grade to me.
Okay, I understand that. I totally understand that. At the moment, they are not good enough.
They are.
I think anything that low to where we are is fair. Like okay. 79 yeah. to yeah. failing, I think that's fair. And I honestly don't think an F is fair. I don't think that is...
The pitching is... Even, like we said, the bullpen's been good, too.
They have failed at some things this year.
Yeah.
But I don't think an F is fair for this team at the moment. However, they still have a lot of work to do in the back half and not as much time as they had early in the season.
From the 214D, another 214C, 903, big fat F. From the 817, C-. And I think a C is the highest that I have seen, and it's not surprising. I wonder if the Rangers would have won yesterday with the offensive explosion again, and you would have been like back-to-back days, offense is picking it up. Like, I wonder.
No, we would have gone, it's the Angels.
No, not y'all.
Yeah.
I wonder if Rangers fans would have even taken, like, we're just searching for, it's very similar to me to like, man, Schottenheimer sounds great in the press conferences. Like, you're searching for something to be positive about, because otherwise this has been an S sandwich of a season. And
I don't know. I like S sandwich. I think it's funny.
And yeah. And so you're probably going to go into the All-Star break with a losing record. I am afraid of what might happen in that Houston series, because the way you're playing right now, you're 1-3 in your last four games and 2-4 in your last six. The way you're playing right now, I start to wonder not about 500, but what if it went the other way? What if you beat the Angels tonight and then got swept by the Astros? Now you're five games below 500.
It's possible.
And I start to wonder, will what you do coming out on the other side of the All-Star break even matter? Or will you be too far gone? I hope it does.
I don't know what number is too far. Too far away. Because Lasso on the Twitch says, Rangers are getting in the wild card. Book it.
And they are, to be fair, they're, especially with the expansion of the playoffs, this is what Major League Baseball wanted, and I get it. They're only 3.5 games out. So you know what's kind of funny about this whole thing, to your point? We all feel like this has been a crap season, yes?
Yeah.
You're 3.5 games out of the wild card. And as we just saw two seasons ago, you can win the World Series from the wild card. And that is what's tough to dismiss about this team, is you're still not that far away. And if you could get healthy pitching into the playoffs, I still think this looks like an overwhelming rotation to have to line up against, especially from a playoff perspective.
Yeah, it just, you can't have too much distance to where it's putting that kind of stress on you.
Yes.
If you want to establish yourself as a dominant team, but the Rangers do seem to like being, hey, we're going to hold you to the last second on this
one. And so you guys brought this up and somebody else texted in. I wouldn't give them an F. So, like, I agree, but it's tough when that's the level of, I wouldn't give them an F.
I wouldn't fail them.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere near that.
Yeah, and so that's disappointing. These last four games, I was about to say will tell us a lot. I don't think that's true, because there's been multiple times this season where I thought, oh, that run told us a lot. And then they immediately...
Yeah, nothing's telling me anything.
Yeah, bounce back against it.
From the 6-8-2, all we got to do is keep expanding the playoffs and we're good. And I'm always a fan of just more playoff teams.
Okay.
Because playoff sports is the most fun.
I want you to think about this for a second.
Don't act like it's not.
This is going to blow your mind. How many teams do you think they would have to expand the playoffs by this season for the Rangers to get in?
Five?
Eight.
I was going to say 10. I was like, that's
it needs to be an even number because we're going to expand on both sides. So four National League teams, and then you would need four American League teams. Because even though you're four more, because even though you're only 3.5 games back, you're still behind the Royals, Twins, Angels, no matter how close it is. That's the tough part about this. You're playing the Angels now, but whenever you're not, hey, we won. Okay, well, I need the Royals, Twins, and Angels to lose to gain ground on all of them.
From the 214, y'all are holding on to hope of back in and go on a run when y'all fail to accept the talent has regressed to the mean. I think we pointed out that that is a reality. And at the moment, there's no real way to change that from our perspective.
Sure.
Until Chris Young goes and makes a bold move, which he doesn't have a lot of room for.
Yeah.
Until he does that, we kind of only have hope to hold on to.
Yeah.
Or otherwise I can just complain about it. All right. That's going to do me some good, but like that's all we have right now is hoping that this group can turn it around until Chris Young says, guys, we have made this trade and this is now the hope that is going to be different.
And hope is wildly different than belief, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope for all kinds of things as a sports fan. I am still a lifelong Texas A&M fan. So I know about hope and unrealized expectations. Okay. Like that's part of being a sports fan is hope, not belief. Because I think it would be very wrong if we came on here as like, no, I believe they'll do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is that based on?
Well, and then that point, that's when Mike would say, then take all of your life savings and go put it all on Underdog and make your play right now. Your entire, sell your house, sell your family.
Hey.
Sell your friends.
I do want to tell you
and
something.
And spend all that money on this.
I hope you make the plays, but something really fun to do on Underdog, if you feel like it, is make humongous, like, eight different spot plays and just see your odds and then just type in different amounts of money just to see, like, hey, if I won this, like, I would get $30,000. Now, look, it's up to you. Whether or not you have the funds necessary to make that happen. But it can be very entertaining.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.